This is episode number 700 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big at work and in their lives in general. And thank you for being my audience and listening to this show and many of my others. I'm sorry that you need my work, but the fact is so many of you are subscribing to the show. It is fabulous. This is a good show as well, but before I go into it, I just want to simply thank some of the people who have been reviewing the show. Even what some would consider critical remarks are useful to me. So, for example, one person doesn't particularly care for the fact that I have advertising on the show. Excuse me, Liz, if I don't do the last couple of initials of your name, of your ID, but Jeff's advice is pretty helpful. There's no BS. He's straight to the point. I've read and watched some of his other things as well, and while they all feel very helpful and motivating, I'm not sure how much a difference they've made in my professional life. And they go on to say that they don't really care for the advertising that's on the show. At most, there's a minute at the beginning. At most, there's a beginning at the middle. Excuse me, a minute at the end, and you're entitled to your taste, Liz. I appreciate it. Then there's someone who commented that I know my craft as a recruiter and a job coach, but he finds it frustrating to listen to. David W. 987. I appreciate the comment, and you know, he goes on to say, even though he finds that it's every third or fourth episode that he gets something, you know, he keeps listening to this show because when he finds something there, you know, he really appreciates it. So thank you. And then there were two recent comments, one from Mac Pritchard, who hosts another show called Find Your Dream Job, where he says, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, career coach Jeff Altman shares one piece of actionable advice you can use in his job search or in your career. And then lastly, Karkies 79, that's K-A-R-K-I-E-S 79. I follow this podcast and the Job Search Radio podcast, by the way, that's my second show, and finds it's fantastic information. So thank you all. I appreciate the comments, and this is episode number 700. If you'd like to share your opinion, please leave a message in iTunes with your review. I do appreciate it, and as you can tell, I will read them on the show whether you think I'll like it or not. And I'll say that today's show is a very simple one. It's about what firms look for when they're interviewing candidates. It's not just simply a bad skills match. There's a variety of other things that go into it as well. Hope you find the show helpful, and with that, let's get going! I received a question from someone, amongst many that I received in the last few days. And the question reads, what are interviewers looking for when interviewing candidates? Ooh, so dramatic. Okay, let me answer the question. I define it in as a math formula. It's 5 C's equal PL. So the first C is competence. A person should be competent by some measure that the firm defines in order to be hired. However, I want you to understand that not everyone who's hired is competent. So there are obviously other factors that come into play. The second one is confidence or self-confidence, really. You know, does the person inspire confidence that they're the solution to a need? So we've got competence, confidence, character. You know, do you demonstrate character on some of the behavioral interview questions? Do you come across as a character or some combination between the two? You know, most firms want to hire people with personality and who have good character. Chemistry, how you'll fit into the group. And to me, this is the most problematic area because chemistry is often the place where bias shows up. So, for example, you know, are you like Ramesh? He's that guy who just does everything right and he can do terrific work. Or you like Beth? And the issue comes down to is you're not really seeing the person as they are, or they're not really seeing who you are. They're working off of associations that are pure fantasy on their part. So chemistry, charisma. So charismatic people always do better than non-charismatics. And I can prove that by pointing out a couple of U.S. elections. Obama versus McCain. Obama versus, who's the last one again? Romney. Not exactly big charismatic figures, were they? Except for Obama, he was. How about Clinton Dole or Clinton Bush or Reagan Mondale or Reagan versus Carter? Clearly the charismatic person won in each of those elections, even though politics were very different. So, you know, charisma always comes into the equation. So we've got competence, confidence, character, chemistry, charisma. All of this leads up to PL, and that translates into personal leadership. Are you someone who just appears to have that self-direction that allows people to believe in you and to rely upon you? To me, this is what companies look for. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one, of course, is reach out to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from my listeners. It just puts a big smile on my face. Next, if you're an executive and interested in my coaching you, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Mention in the subject line that you're interested in coaching. I'll reach back to you. We'll set up a time to speak. We'll figure out whether this makes sense. I want to be clear. I'm not here to be your recruiter. I no longer do search work. I'm a coach helping people find their next position. And as such, my work is not free. I'm not doing this as a charitable endeavor. I'm here to see whether I can help you and whether your background is something where I can be of service. And if you're not an executive, the best place to connect with me is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I've curated information that I've created and other people have created. It's there with their permission, of course. And you can ask me questions. So right now there's over 400 pieces of content there, plus the ability to ask me questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is that site. And by the way, and I haven't really mentioned this on the site, in addition to doing job search coaching, I also do executive coaching and life coaching, and I've done so for years. So if you're interested in that, message me again at my email address, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Tell me about what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you, and we'll talk about it. Hope you found this helpful, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.